Morning. Of course. Bu akşama London, Rome ve vor ganzen Jahr des Künstlers die Gewöhnschleilung von der Antwort für es von der Fies in Yeshiva they tend to give the feeling that the Antwort für es is a Antwort which is Juchat for Bochrim, Yeshiva-like, Bochrim and Yeshiva is a Antwort. It's a big mistake, it's no difference. Yomtov, which is shaykh to every yid, Moshe or Shom, wherever he is, however much time he does, manage to put aside every day for the learning of Torah and Kodesh. Every yid, when it comes to, especially Yomtov of Shavuos, can find his attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam, his closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, his chizik in Torah, the dinim are the same, apply for every person, l'chatzi l'chem, l'chatzi l'chem, k'ovim b'ed matzeh, l'pi'in l'nami, l'chem, everybody agrees on Shavuos, a person needs to feel elevated and feel that we came, a human being through the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that's the same for everybody. I'd like to discuss a few points of Shavuos, so actually first, to do this in Halacha, which is always a discussion about it. For some reason this year, there's been a bigger discussion about it than usual. That's on the second day Yom Tov, is there any reason to refrain from making an early minyan for ma'ariv? And to stay up till nacht, which is very late, it's very late on in the year this year. But it would be much more convenient for everybody if, like a normal Friday night, those who have a Shabbos Yom Tov early, zecha Shavuos night, second night Shavuos, after being up late, the late start for the first night, and the late learning first night for the elderly people, for the middle-aged people, for the young people, everybody would prefer, would start the Beit Lehem. Is there any Indian to try and dominate or not? So it's three-step of the Kudus, and it's something which is a bit touchy, because there have been a few psokim in town and out of town this year about this Noisa, and it's really an alter Noisa. It's a Noisa which is discussed in the poskim, and it's interesting because there is a tshuva about it in Mechas Yitzchok, and Mechas Yitzchok will discuss what he says, and he isn't really misyachas to what the minhag olam is. What's the shayla? The shayla is that one finds both Megillat Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos an inyan on the first night to try and start the Yom Tov a bit later. Pesach, one doesn't make Kiddush until Laila. Two reasons, the reason in the Morgan of Rome, the reason in the Taz, either because you want to be Mekadosh the Yom Tov at a time when you can be Mekayim the bits of Achilles Matzah, and therefore you only do it by Laila, or because the Koshel Kiddush is one of the Talat Koses, and therefore you want to do the Koshel Kiddush at a time where you can become the Mitzvah of Talat Koses. So Shavuos has a special reason why to start late. Sorry, Pesach has a special reason why to start late. Sukkos also has a reason why to start late. Because Sukkos, we always say the Shechayonu after you've already said the Bracha on the Mitzvah. And if one were to make Kiddush on Lil Sukkos before Laila, which is before the time that you can make a Shiva Sukkah, so then your Shechayonu is not time with a Shiva Sukkah. So you have to delay your Kiddush on second night, on first night Sukkos, till Laila in order to be able to make the Shechayonu. Shavuos, everybody knows, is the Indian of Tmimus. It's not clear exactly what it means that bringing in Yom Tov early is a steerer to Tmimus. I don't knock out Tmimus when I bring in Yom Tov early. 49 days of Tmimus between the second day of Pesach till Shavuos is whether or not I am or I'm not Mekabel Yom Tov early. There's no, my me be Mekabel Yom Tov early, it doesn't knock on my Tmimus. But that was the Masses Ben Yomin and others say a person should be Mekabel Yom Tov late, or with the Maariv late, the Kiddush late, each one of the Apostles say different things what it means. In order to have your Tmimus, it means that since the Torah says, Sheva Shavuos is Tmimus Tiyeno, one counts 7 weeks, Tmimus, 7 complete weeks between the second day of Pesach to the Shavuos, that means that the right time to be Mekabel Shavuos is after the Tmimus. Not that if I bring in Shavuos early, I've knocked out the Tmimus, because that doesn't affect my Tmimus. It means that the right time for a person to do his Marif, or the right time for a person to do his Kiddush, according to others, is at the time which has already been Sheva Shavuos, after Sheva Shavuos is Tmimus. Akaponim HaShavuos, there's also a special thing of making Kiddush, call it the first night, going to Pechadosh, means Kiddush 2, the first night after now. So we've got Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, the first night, each one for their own reasons to make it late. Comes along the Kaf HaChaim and others, and they say that, so to the second night is maybe the same halacha as the first night. We look at it, Yom Tov, you do Kiddush late, and maybe first night, second night should be the same. Writes, Representative Feldman, to the Mechas Yitzchak, the Tshuva is in Chedek Yud, Simeon Mem Aleph. Originally it was printed in one of the Marias, now in the later version, the later volumes of Mechas Yitzchak is printed in Mechas Yitzchak. Mechas Yitzchak says that it's true, you brought up the point maybe about bringing, saying Kiddush by Laila because of these reasons, but that's for the first night. For second night, Yom Tov, to bring it in late because of the first night, something doesn't seem to be so clear in the poskim, and maybe even if maybe it's only on the first days of Yom Tov, not the second days of Yom Tov. And Mechas Yitzchak is quite lenient as far as this gzeiro or takon of second night being the same as the first night. It's a problem for the first night, not a problem for the second night. Then he says, but there's another problem. Perhaps when a person brings in Yom Tov, he's knocking out the kedusha of the first day. Second day is only midrabanan. And first day is midaraisa, and maybe it's a knockout, maybe it's a bizoin for the kedusha of the first day, if you're already bringing in the second day early. First day is midaraisa, but there's no room for the second day's kedusha on the first day. And even if there is, and maybe it's a zilzul, says the Mechas Yitzchak, that even that isn't much of a problem. And he quotes the Taz, he says, they showed him the Taz. The Taz says that by Sfiras HaEmah, if a person's got a choice of doing Sfiras HaEmah before Kiddush or after Kiddush, before Abdullah, after Abdullah. So usually one says, try and make it earlier, the Sefer Saima. But when it comes to Kiddush, Abdullah, each one has its own cheshbon. Abdullah is knocking out the Shabbos, so we try to make the Shabbos as long as one can, extend the Shabbos as long as possible. So first make Abdullah and afterwards say Sefer Saima. Mashing it the other way around on Kiddush, first say Sefer Omen after the Kiddush, and then the Taz says, when it comes to second night, Yom Tov, then you've got a problem, because you're bringing in, if you're going to say Sefer Omen, Shvish, or Pesach, before Kiddush, then perhaps, if you're going to make Kiddush earlier, then you've made the second night, before one already, Matzio, on Kiddush's Yom Tov, Shvish, or Pesach, is a deraisa, Achen Shal Pesach Zon Drabonon. If you're going to make Kiddush earlier, you're going to be a Soisa, your Kiddush will be Shvi Shal Pesach. Says the Taz, on Shvi Shal Pesach, first say Shvi Shal Pesach, and afterwards do Kiddush. Says the Mechas Yitzchak, I see from here that there is a problem of bringing in the Kiddush of a Yom Tov Sheni earlier onto a Yom Tov, which is a deraisa. Then he says, no, but the Ksav Sefer says it isn't a problem, and others say it's not a problem. And he finishes off his tshuva. He says that better it's not a problem to bring in Yom Tov earlier, and befrat lecholim, you can bring in Yom Tov earlier. So you see the Mechas Yitzchak is quite stark later, that zecha becholim, it's not a problem. Elderly people lecholah, you can bring in Yom Tov earlier. But for non-cholah, it's not so clear. It's mashma towards the end of the tshuva that he doesn't have a problem with it. And earlier in the tshuva seems everyone wants to make a megata for it. Now it's very interesting because this halacha manifests itself in three different places, three different areas. It's in the gat to every Motzei Shabbos. Is there a problem for a person to daven Maariv earlier on Motzei Shabbos? A Maariv Shal Chol on Shabbos, Mishabura brings down. Mishabura says, in Simreishna the Gimel, Sitkot and Tess, brings down from that Chol, that even though Meik Nadin, a person can daven Maariv earlier on Motzei Shabbos, says the Mishabura, nevertheless one shouldn't do so. Why? So it brings two reasons why. Number one, the Dover Tumo Gula Rabbi. And number two, Gam Shemo Yovoyu Lahok Lubim Rocha. Mishabura brings down and he's quoting Morgen Abraham, eine ganze Pekka nach Reine, Maschall, Bach, Morgen Abraham, Maschach, Reine. Der Person schon darf in Marif early on Motze Shabbos, even though Shulchan Aruch says one can, but one shouldn't, because it's going to cause a person to be Mezalzel. Number one, it's not a Tumor, the Rabbim. Number two, Shem, a Yogel, a Hakel, a Bumalocha. A person may come to do Malocha. You know, it's Motze Shabbos. Motze Shabbos means automatically, I'm not to do Malocha. And says to Mishimura, don't daven Marif early on Motze Shabbos, because you're going to come to do Malocha early. So this isn't a new takana, this is a takana which already registered in the Mishubur B'Shem Lachrim. Point number one. Point number two, there's a second halacha, and this was quite negea to COVID or other places where some people daven had a meal early and daven marv afterwards. It says in Mishubur that when it comes to Matzah Yom Tov, Shabbos, that's you've got Yom Tov on Friday, and you've got Shabbos followed straight after the Yom Tov, or 2 days Yom Tov, whatever it is, says the Mishnah Bura, a person brings down the Ravush, that a person should be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. Even if you usually daven Maariv late on a Friday night, but if it's a Friday night, which is a follow on from the Yom Tov, you should daven Maariv early. Why? Says the Mishnah Bura, Shem Ravush. The reason is because if you're going to daven Maariv late, people will do their melochas, their preparations for Shabbos. Too late, you've done the Erev Tavshin, so you know you're allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But if you're going to daven Maariv late, so you're going to keep your preparations till the last minute. And if you do your preparations too late, then you're going to be around doing melachos on Shabbos. It says in the Mishabur, B'Shem Delevush, when it's Yom Tov is on Friday, and you've got Shabbos straight afterwards, make sure to daven Maariv earlier. It's official takana to try and daven Maariv earlier in order to avoid doing melachos for Shabbos on Yom Tov. You're going to do Melachos already, it's going to be Shabbos, you're going to run till too late. So we've got two places, two areas where Mishabur discusses it very clearly. Number one, Yom Tov Friday followed by Shabbos, then the Mishabur says you should daven Maariv early in order not to do Melachos on Shabbos. Number two, when it's a Motzah Shabbos, then the Mishabur says that even though Me'ikah Adin, you're allowed to daven Maariv Shel Choyl already on Shabbos, says the Mishabur, don't daven Maariv early, because if you're going to daven Maariv early, you're going to run into a problem, you're going to cause people to do malachas. Now, let's see for ourselves a second. What's the case when you got 2 days Yom Tov? Even before we see what Nachrin is saying. So we have got quite a clear inclination from the Poskim that there is some sort of takana, some sort of accepted anhoga to make sure not to be mekabel your second day or your Matzah Shabbos. Your Maarivs, be careful not to do it in a way where it may cause a zilzul, or may cause chas hashem that a person's going to be making a b'malacha. You got Matzah Shabbos, you can daven Maariv early. What's wrong with it? No, but you're going to do Matzah Shabbos, I'm going to do b'malacha. It comes Friday, Yom Tov, and Shabbos afterwards, they've got a problem with b'malacha. If you're going to daven Maariv too late, make it earlier. So we see that we try to gear our Maarivs, we try to make it in a way that we're going to not run into any problems of b'malachas. What could be the problem on first day of Yom Tov, if you're going to daven Maariv early? So there's a poshuta problem. Achana. If a person has his whole meal, his Yom Tov meal, on the first day Yom Tov, so you're cooking for that day itself. If, let's say, like this year, Yom Tov, Wednesday, Thursday, person davens Maariv on Wednesday, second day Yom Tov, he davens early, and he has his Suda early. If he finishes his whole Suda, his Yom Tov, night Suda, second night Suda, he has it on Wednesdays, even though he's having it lechvoid, second day Yom Tov, but I'm having a Suda on Wednesday. So never mind what I call that Suda. I can call it second day Yom Tov meal, I can call it a weekday meal, I call it Chodesh meal, it makes no difference. A meal that you have on Yom Tov and you prepare for it on Yom Tov, that's alright. Because I did the preparations for today and I'm meeting you today, I don't run into any problems. The only problem is if I prepare for the next day. If on Wednesday I prepare the food, I'm only going to have it after Nacht, or in Ben Hashmoshes, there's going to be a something the next day, then you're going to run into a problem, because I'm preparing on Wednesday for the next day. And Kiyidua, lots of people, Amakbid, Abchaim and others, even if a person does smoke, when it comes to Ben Hashmoshes, it's already more problematic. Why? Because the person could do the malocha, he can do the path, he can, or maybe he can take the cigarette in his mouth, he does it in 1 second, and the malochas, for the enjoyment, it's for the regulator. A person starts 1 second, and shmoshes, there's always a suffix. If Keike says a person goes in the street and he's carrying, but can switch every second, it can be 9 o'clock, it can be Ben Shmoshes, it can really be Wednesday, at 9:01, can be Thursday, and I mean, anything you do by the shmoshes, we take on that we don't know when it changes from day one to day two, and any melacha you're doing, you have to be careful. Don't do it in Ben HaShemoshes because you could start it in Wednesday and really all of a sudden it's changed to Thursday. It started on Thursday, Yom Tov, you didn't go for the next day. So when a person does Melacha Ben HaShemoshes, has to be very careful. So a person has a Suda, let's say Wednesday, he wants to make Yom Tov early on Wednesday, and he's going to have Ma'ariv early, have a Suda early, and that Suda goes into the evening. And then, in the middle of the meal, after the soup, he's eaten the soup, next course, the main course, that's really going to be at the evening time. He puts that, wherever it is, a tray of chicken, he takes it and puts it on the hot plate, puts it on the gas stove, he heats it up. He starts and puts it on when? On Wednesday. He's going to eat it when? Only Wednesday night. So he's done a melacha on Wednesday for Thursday. He's done a preparation, a melacha on Thursday, on to the second day. So it's very, very easy for a person to run into a problem of doing a chana from one day to the next. Now, we would say, don't come and make our own takonas that don't exist. We see what the minig is, and what the minig was to be machme on, but don't come and start making new takonas. I'd like to read down a lashon of the levush.
Put on early enough that he could eat it.
Oh, one second. So the levush says, you could do it early enough to make sure you eat it, and you could also daven ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos with yourself. A few tzedek to say not to do malocha, and all these things. But when there's a problem already in place, then one is not coming to make a new takana. One's adhering to accepting the minig. So one is know what the minig was, and then if the minig was to try and be machmis, so then even if a person can be makel when it comes to chayil or others, but if there's some sort of minig or some sort of accepted practice in place, then even a person is going to finish in time. But you see that the machmis, you see this concept exists to try and make sure to avoid sveikis of malachas. Lugush says, in Ilchus Pesach, in the end of Soifim and Tov Beiches, Lugush says, V'shoyin bein mincha le'mariv ad alayla. Talking about from first day Yom Tov to second day Yom Tov. One waits till one damens mariv ad alayla till the night, kidesh le'yasu, melocha, מיום טוב זה ליום טוב זה מבואי ג'וים לצריך הלילה. The Shem HaChoyru. The Levush brings out very clearly a minik. It doesn't bring a minik. He says that's what Halacha is. Second night Yom Tov, one waits to daven Ma'ariv till it's night in order to avoid doing Melocha from one day to the next. So not talking about a new Chumrah, it's talking about something that already exists. Now it's interesting because most of the person, for some reason, don't bring down this Levush. Which is interesting, and there are quite a few possum that discuss this noisa. Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva about it, and Shevet HaLevi, when he says in his tshuva about having your meal earlier than melacha, Shevet HaLevi says, avada for somebody non-chayla, don't be making this. This is something which runs into a very dangerous area of doing melacha from one day to the next. If it's a chayla, you can come and be making. The Shmir Shabbos brings down for Rabbi Shmuel Zalman the same thing, to try and avoid having your meal with Avni Ma'ariv early. In Mincha Shleimer, which was already out at the time when the Shmir Shabbos wrote and was quoting Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos himself was quite, in Mincha Shleimer, he says, Yesh Eimrim, that there's no problem at all to have your Suda earlier. But in Shmir Shabbos, it brings down for Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said to wait till late. So the Yom Tov Sheni brings down Shom Shenkel Chosla brings down for Rabbi Yashiv, that these things will run into areas of suffering, doing melacha one day to the next. A person has to always be very careful. And interesting, he brings down from Rav Henkin and from others, that the minig in Chutz La'aretz, in most places, was that one was makbid on second night Yom Tov, not to daven ma'ariv early. He brings down Rav Henkin, says that was the accepted practice. And he brings down from others, Shemati Migdolei Rabbonim, as that was down Hogger in Chutzlaretz, daven ma'ariv late. Hashal came, and a lot of people asking, is there a problem? Is there not a problem? What area is problematic about it? The answer is that there may not be a shaila of knocking out the Kedusha of Yom Tov, that doesn't seem to be the problem. The area where the Akpada comes from, it wasn't stam because it was people didn't have a thought of this idea of making an early minyan for Ma'ariv. It's a problem that existed for many, many years. I won't call it a problem because not even a difficulty. The fact is that for keeping the children and other people up to late at night, second Yom Tov was a problem that always existed. And the accepted practice was that when davens ma'ariv late, in order to avoid running melach, doing melachas from one day to the next. And it's an anoga that we see in Rav Matzah Shabbos, it's an anoga that Levush says in Rav Yom Tov, and it's an accepted practice in Chutz La'aretz. The person wants to know what should he do if a person's elderly and the old age homes and these places. If a person wants to have Yom Tov, yes, I'll pay alochem, I can alochem, it's mutter. But if a person asks for himself, I'm young, I'm Baruch Hashem, and I've got my children, and it makes it much less convenient to have a late meal, second night Yom Tov, I'd rather have start my meal early. On that, the answer is that we have our poskim, Gedol HaPoskim, that set the guidelines very clearly, whether it's a Shabbat, whether it's a Bilyash, whether it comes from the Rosh, with all the various sources that we said, that the right thing to do is to try and avoid a chashash of the Molocha from one day to the next, and therefore the right thing is to do too late. Somebody says, is there a Shubas Mechas Yitzchak that says it's mutter? The answer is yes, there is a Mechas Yitzchak. Mechzitza finishes off his tshuva that for sure for Chayim was mashmah that not for Chayim there wasn't some limit about it. Is Mechzitza, but like I said, it's true that Mechzitza, but from the general guideline that the poskim give us, seem to be that they were worried about doing melacha from one day to the next, and therefore if a person can, avada the right and hoggy is.
The Mechzitza wasn't worried about this.
I'm not trying to cover anything else. It's interesting. It's interesting that it doesn't bring down this, but this Bush Bechal, Inchin doesn't bring down the matter of Frayim, Inchin is not the Sachist, this whole problem really. It's interesting, 100% interesting. Like we said, it's a Bush with the matter of Frayim, with a lot of good apostles in the Sachist, with the Shabura brings it down, and again to Shabbos before Matzah Shabbos, and then a person needs to know what the controversy is about, or what the discussion is about. That's what the discussion is about.
So you emailed before, but in the Shmoshes. And then you
could do that, but you do. Your main problem was. But in your meal, you've got all your problems.
Because you eat as long as you finish your meal, most of your meal. 100%.
But when it comes to Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, the Ma'ariv, the Rosh also knew the same. The Rosh says, don't daven Ma'ariv early in order not to do melacha in between. But the Rosh didn't say, daven your Ma'ariv early and make yourself an alarm clock, a reminder, make sure you don't
daven Ma'ariv late. Not saying daven Ma'ariv late.
But why didn't he say, daven your Ma'ariv early?
It's like a Shalosh Shudders.
But Shalosh Shudders also, all these cases, all the times, they don't say, when there's a chashash of the melacha from one to the other, you see, they didn't just say, make sure, do whatever you want, but just make sure to stop your melacha before it comes to Shkia. There they told you, when it's out into these areas of chashash, avoid the whole parasha, don't do the melachas already beforehand. So you see, there is this takana set up to try and avoid doing melachas. Don't say stop before Shkia, we say don't have ma'ariv early because it's going to cause you problems. So it'll be if a person's going to have ma'ariv early, a person starts a suda earlier on, this is a time where generally brings the day melachas from one day to the next, and seemingly, that's the reason why I'm Chutz La'aretz. It wasn't for no reason at all. That's the reason why they won't mind it.
Yeah.
A bissel drush for sure.
A lochle meisler, you want to eat odel soups and I think you start preparing.
They can prepare in daytime as long as they eat their meal along while it's still daytime, before it runs into Ben Hashmash. Make Kiddush daytime from after plaque. Yeah. Like every Arab Shabbos, you make Kiddush from plaque. Yeah. So too here, you can make Kiddush from plaque and finish your meal also before it comes to finish. You can prepare. If you're going to eat your meal in daytime, then I can prepare my meal in daytime. I can prepare my meal in the morning also. But if I'm going to have my meal during daytime, then I can prepare my meal whenever I want. Ma'ariv is a zoi. Ma'ariv, if a person wants to keep at least maybe half the Torah what the Bush says, then you daven Ma'ariv b'alayla. That's not really the point. The point of davening the Ma'ariv was in order to avoid you're doing melacha b'chlal. So if you're going to have your meal early and then make your Ma'ariv later, it's about a kucha gluna. You're not doing it. The tachlis of the Ma'ariv late was in order not to do your melacha. If you do all your melachas and all your meal and then put down Ma'ariv late, You can't do it tomorrow. Israel were tuku, Rashi says, they were sort of placed, they put themselves into the Ribbono Shel Olam's feet, under the feet of the mountain. They put themselves, they placed themselves forward, they perched themselves under the gigis of the Kofalem Haki gigis. Israel put themselves under the mountain. And before Shem asked, what do you mean? Heim tuku l'raglecho. Ribbono Shel Olam took a mountain, and lifted on Klal Yisrael, and he said, if you makabel the Torah is good, and if not, shom teiku v'raschem. So it wasn't that they they put themselves under the foot of the mountain. They were forced to accept the Torah after the Ribbono Shel Olam took the mountain and put it on top of them. So I saw Moed Ketanch. The Maral, the Alshech, the Meshech Chochma, they all say that the Kfir of Mamet HaSinai is that Klal Yisrael came to the realization that there's nothing else in this world other than Torah. The Kfir of Mamet HaSinai wasn't that Klal Yisrael were forced, and after they left HaSinai, they felt, well, we are cursed into, we're forced into it, we're put pressure on us in the Makabal of Torah. The Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them, the realization that Klal Yisrael had the Mamet HaSinai was, as Ayid on Torah, Hadish Vaseledim Bechlal, a Leben in their belt on Torah, Esish Gilet Bechlal. A life of Torah, that's what is meaningful, that's what has a tachlis to it, and that's what Ayid wants, that's what his ambition is, and that's what his goal is, heading towards Olam Haba. Then Tukul Aglecha, when Rashi says they were forced under the mountain, means the Ribbono Shel Olam put on us, but Tukul Aglecha, they forced it upon themselves. The mountain was expensive for Klal Yisrael to be able to realize that we want a life of Torah and not Torah Rabban Ganesh. Shavuos is something that repeats itself every year. Shavuos is a Yom Tov which one doesn't just reminisce. One doesn't just remind ourselves what happened. Shavuos is a Yom Tov where a person comes to that realization again and again and again. As if I want to live, I want to have a chias. Chias is only a life of Torah. Anything that doesn't have Torah to it is a waste of time. Reb Chaim Pinchas once saw a bocha in yeshiva, and the bocha wasn't being mitkadem, wasn't being matzliach in his learning. And Reb Chaim Pinchas went up to him. And he told him, why don't you try harder? And he went to Reb Chaim Pinchas and said, you know how much I'm trying? I'm not getting anywhere. So Reb Chaim Pinchas told him, ask by the Ribbono Shel Olam, why didn't you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to be matzliach? So he said, Shkoich, Avada, I try. But you, Reb Chaim Pinchas, with your Moedik HaTfilis and your Moedik HaAvzatera, you manage to be matzliach, every blood gemora, you mitkadem, you learn the next one. I don't have that av satira, I don't have that same cheshke satira. I don't have that same kechat fila, and I'm not being matzliach. So Reb Chaim Pinchas told him, I'm going to gizach. He told him, Torah is b'kuda Hashem yishor m'sam chileiv. B'kuda Hashem yishor m'sam chileiv means that the Torah, the way the Ramelech describes it, is Torah brings a person yidei simcha. A person rejoices himself, a person is Msamech himself, a person is something that he loves. Torah is naturally Msam Chilev. Why is it they say you're learning and you don't feel that attachment to the Torah? By David HaMelech state that if a person isn't Machshev enough the Torah, isn't Machshev enough what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him in the Teva of the Bria, then Lo Yecham Lo, he had begotten him, if it wasn't Mechamim him, he never made a move. Why not? Because he didn't appreciate what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him. And if you don't appreciate it, then in a minute it doesn't do its job. The metzias of a beggar makes the person warm. Abba Chazal say about David HaMelech, he didn't appreciate that the begodim, the Ribbono Shel Olam had given him, he didn't appreciate the love the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him, his begodim, so it doesn't make him warm. Says, told Reb Chaim Pinchas to this bocha, Torah is Musam Chelev. Tez Hashem, Temimah Meshivas Nafesh, that's what Torah is. That's the essence of Torah. That's the metzias of Torah. A person learns and enjoys it. If the Torah isn't bringing you today that simcha, it must be that you're lacking in your appreciation of that's what Torah does. Because if you don't believe and you don't trust in something, maybe it doesn't have the results. Says Chaim Pinchas, if you want to get from the Torah, you want to really be mischamem to do the Torah, you really want to be mischameach yourself to do the Torah, if you believe, you go towards your learning, and you, when you engross yourself, you put yourself inside your learning, you realize, as thus is came chayenu vechameinu. The only thing I've got in this world is my Torah. The only true enjoyment a person can have in this world is through his Torah. If you do that, then you're going to get it. And if it's not bringing you those results, it must be you're lacking in your appreciation what the Torah is. When it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos where a person believes through and through that Ayid on Torah, if not for the day of Shavuos, what would you look like? I had yesterday in my house a cleaner. And the cleaner, she had to go to an MRI, Nishvichtig, and she said, before she went in, and she was petrified, so she told her husband, I'm dying. Take me, I don't want a funeral, take me and burn me. I'm not gonna get through this, take me and burn. I thought to myself, Bokhsham, look, cook the difference. Here's a guy, and a guy left, and that's it. We have a Elam Haba. Look at the difference between us. We come to Yom Tov Shavuos, a guy left for Gornish, and we're looking for Elam Haba. And I thought to myself, I made a big mistake. That's not the right way. That's not the right way to analyze the story. A guy is not nothing, never mind the Elam Haba. Hanish can never be chlau. There's nothing. What is it there? Today is Azay, tomorrow is like that. If I can live, I can live. And what's the life? What's the life in this world? A Yid, when a Yid rejoices himself, a Yid has the chias of Torah. There is nothing like the life of a Torah. A person, not Nishma, Rabbi Shogun Elam Haba, Mretting Devil, the Shachs to say over. He went together with the Imre Chaim once on a trip, and the Mechaim told him a vort. And the Shachri was, as they mishabeach the vort, he used to say over, as what the Vishnu Rebbe told him, he said, the Rebbe told him, the state of a person, Mpoga Bacha, Mnuvel Zeh, Mashchel Bes Medrash, draw him to the Bes Medrash. He says, draw him to the Bes Medrash. The worst thing is, to bring him to the Bes Medrash, leave him outside, you don't want the Mnuvel inside the Bes Medrash. So the Vishnu Rebbe told him like this, he told him, as this Mnuvel, what does the Mnuvel do? He says this, enjoyments in the outside the world, in the secular world, and he's enticing a person. He says, you, Afruma Yid, was haste, look how enjoyable it is. Eat where you want, do what you want, all pleasures, whatever you want you can do. That's what the Mnuvel's telling him. So we think Chazal is telling the person who's being attacked by the Yetzer Hara, leave the Yetzer Hara outside, go inside the Besmedrash. Chazal don't tell you that. Chazal said, im poga b'chon Mnuvel zeh, moshcheil Besmedrash, bring that Yetzer Hara inside the Besmedrash and say, let's put the two up against each other. Let's see, these are the enjoyments that you're talking about. Take one line of Gemara, one Tosfos, one Geshmaki person grosses and puts himself, his mind to his learning. Bring him to the Besmedrash and see. Look what their life is. Look what our life is. A life of Torah. When it comes to Shavuos, and a person wants to be Misraimim, Lav Hayem, says Rashi, Venisra Mamti. A person feels elevated, a person feels close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a Yom Tov of being forced. It's a Yom Tov where a person goes through the Yom Tov and a person feels Asheinu Matev Chalkeinu, and Marojan used to sing for hours and hours and hours on Shavuos, perform what's a Yom Tov, like a Simchas Torah, and that's really what we have to do. We come to our Shavuos, the person wants to, is cautious to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and like the Chaim Pinchas says, if a person believes in the Kerech and the Torah, a person realizes that it's mechamim, it's mesameach. A person realizes I've got nothing else. Mashcheu, b'vaga b'chom, manuvel zeh, mashcheu b'smedrash. Bring it to the smedrash, showing that my life is a life of Torah. We're going with that approach to Shavuos, that the Bereshit Melfi will be able to be mekabel Torah zeh v'snav zayin. To appreciate Kem Chayinu v'chameinu, appreciate the closeness, the attachment to the Bereshit Shel Olam, and mitzvah Shem zeh chazan, mekabel m'shev zekinu v'chameinu.
Amen. Thank you.